You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Time now to focus on stories happening on the rest of the continent for this morning's Africa Report. A very good morning to you, Crystal. Let's start with Nigeria. That country's election tribunal opening the hearing of opposition leader Abubakar's case. Remember, of course, that he's been contesting that result as the country heads to another election.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So firstly, Adiku Abubakar wants to be allowed to inspect all materials used in the election. Now, the three-person panel is hearing, the case, because they allege that they won the election by more than 2 million votes. Now, it's quite a complicated case because Atiku will face an uphill task. No petition has ever succeeded. He has to prove that there were widespread electoral irregularities and show it, and also how it, in fact, affected the results. So, for instance, they want to inspect the voters' register. They want to inspect the smart card readers and the ballot papers. And, of course, having been on the ground and see, the sometimes chaotic scenes that took place during that election, Bongani, is going to be quite a challenging task. Now, of course, President Buhari addressing supporters saying that, this will be his last lap, and that he promises that he will not disappoint Nigerians and work hard to ensure that the country works again. So in the meantime, Bongani, the country is heading to yet another election this weekend. This time it's for the powerful governorship positions for the different regions, more than 25. Now it's a high-stake election, Bongani, because a governor is a very powerful position. You access powerful networks, you dish out patronage, and you're basically the de facto president of a little area. And so it's very high stakes. We also have parallel to that, the State House of Assembly election. And I do think that Nigerians, there's a bit of fatigue around elections because, already they had a postponed election. There was a very low voter turnout. So I suspect there will be yet another voter turnout this weekend. The Electoral Commission has assured Nigerians that they will be ready and have dispatched all the electoral materials.
Crystal, very quickly, then, the son of Liberia's ex-president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has been charged with the unlawful printing of local currency. Remember, of course, those big boxes that had disappeared. This was a big scandal last year, wasn't it?
Yes, Bongani. So briefly, Charles Sirleaf was the deputy president of the central bank. He's now been charged with economic sabotage for printing these millions of dollars. And they say he, was his former central bank governor boss, were charged with criminal conspiracy and, of course, the missing public money. And last year, of course, they had launched an investigation about the money. And now business intelligence firms said they dismissed the suggestion that the banknotes simply went missing and that the government had approved the printing of this money. Now, what happens basically, Bongani, is that President George Weah is under immense pressure. Things are not working. Running a country is different from being in charge of a soccer match. And many, of course, see this as him getting back at Ellen Johnson Sirleaf because they feel she was corrupt. She has not accounted for that. And now Charles, her son, is the scapegoat. And so this is going to be quite interesting how this case unfolds. And also, I think it's bringing some rift within the country.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.